Well, today we are visiting with some of the tops of the class of 2017 at Audubon High School. We have four young ladies here to visit with today because apparently there are no boys in the senior class. Is that the deal? The ladies dominate here in Audubon. First, we're going to talk to
Taylor Nielsen.
Taylor, tell us about your family.
Well, I have my mother is the high school secretary. My dad's a farmer. I have a younger brother and sister also.
Is it tough having eyes on you all the time at school?
A little bit sometimes, but I think it helps because if I ever need anything, I can just kind of run down the hall to her.
That's true. As long as the purse is handy, there's money to be spent, right? Yeah. Hey, let's talk about schoolwork. What did you enjoy?
I actually enjoyed more of the science classes. I liked human anatomy and physiology, those classes, and the advanced chemistry, too. That was always fun.
You like a challenge, then?
Yeah, a little bit. I like to learn, which kind of helps, but... Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Was that an interest always for you, or is that something you've kind of grown into?
The science factor? Yeah, I wasn't quite, like, when I first started, I wasn't that big into it, but the more we learned, the more I kind of got the hang of it and realized I kind of liked it.
Okay, good. Let's talk teachers. Who'd you like?
Ooh. I haven't really had a teacher that I didn't really like, I guess. One of my favorite high school teachers would probably be my ag teacher, Mrs. Elmquist, because she's also our FFA advisor, and I've been on the officer team, so we got kind of close that way.
Excellent. FFA, have you enjoyed that experience?
Yeah, that's been a lot of fun. Met a lot of new people, done a lot of new experiences, and traveled across the country, too. Went to Washington Leadership Conference and stuff like that, so that's been a lot of fun.
Probably made a lot of friends, maybe some contacts along the way.
Yeah, you meet a lot of people, and you kind of, when you do competitions, you're kind of competing, you kind of always go to those different competitions together with the same people, so you got to meet back up.
Very good. Well, let's talk about your extracurricular activities then. What else have you been doing?
Well, I'm in volleyball, basketball, softball, and track my senior year, and then I also am in Student Senate, National Honor Society, FFA, and 4-H.
Sure. Do you have a favorite among all those things?
Sport-wise, I like volleyball. That's my favorite, but I also enjoy FFA a lot.
Good. Any memories that you're, anything, accomplishments maybe that you're going to remember and be proud of?
Well, one would have to be when we went to state for volleyball. That was kind of our big goal ever since we were little. We always wanted to achieve that goal, and that had always been on our goal sheets, and then accomplishing that was awesome.
Very good. What's up for you this fall? Where will you be?
I plan to attend Northwest Missouri State University down in Maryville, Missouri.
Okay. To study?
Animal science and pre-vet.
Okay. Is that a career choice you've made a long time ago?
Ever since I was little, I kind of knew that's what I kind of wanted to go into.
Oh, very good. Well, good luck to you there. Give those eighth graders some advice. What should they know before they start high school?
I would tell them just to study as hard as they can and take their work seriously because it pays off in the end. And when you need scholarships and stuff like that, getting good grades, it looks good on your resumes and all that stuff. And just work hard and persevere and be yourself. You kind of find yourself in high school. So.
Yeah, very good. All right. Well, Taylor, good luck to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Next we have?
Peyton Tram.
Okay. And Peyton, tell us about your family.
My mom's a substitute teacher. My dad's an engineer. And my stepdad's a farmer. I have a little brother and three stepbrothers.
Wow, you got a big family there at home, too. It's kind of busy. You're the favorite, though, right?
Of course.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, let's talk about schoolwork. What'd you enjoy?
Again, like Taylor said, I really liked the science classes. I'm pretty big into art, so that was probably my favorite class throughout high school.
Okay. It's kind of a wide swing there from art to science. You use both halves of the brain, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's talk about teachers. What do you like?
Of course, my art teacher, Mrs. Wallander. I'm a pretty big fan of the ag teacher, too, and Mrs. Knuth, the science teacher, is awesome.
Why? Why those teachers? Do they do something special, something different that really sets them apart?
They just have a good energy. They're all super energetic, and yeah.
Okay, very good. Keep your attention that way. What about extracurricular activities? What else have you been doing?
I'm a wrestling cheerleader, and I'm an FFA.
Okay. What's your favorite?
Cheerleading.
So, talk about the FFA experience, though, too, because, you know, it's different than a lot of the other coursework. It's kind of sometimes it seems like it's on the fly. You never know for sure what you're going to be doing from day to day, and it's not just like sitting in a room listening to a seminar type situation. Kids really seem to take to that well. Do you guys have the same experience here?
Yeah, FFA has really helped me to come out of my shell and be less shy, and State FFA is probably one of my favorite memories of high school.
Yeah, you get a chance to do a lot of different things elsewhere. Very good. Let's talk about your future then. Where will you be this fall?
I'm headed to Grandview University in Des Moines. I'm majoring in business management and finance.
Okay. What do you want to do with that? Do you know?
I really am interested in financial planning, something along those lines.
Okay. What about that school, Grandview? Why'd you choose that?
I really, really liked it. When I got there, I just felt like I was at home. I love the size. It's a perfect size, perfect location.
Okay. Easy to get back and forth and far enough away to keep folks away, mm-hmm. too, once in a while. Very good. Give those eighth graders some advice. What should they know?
I would say to get as many required classes taken care of in your sophomore, junior year so that you can take some fun classes your senior year. And definitely care about your grades because it makes a big difference if you've got good grades in the future for scholarships.
You can dig a hole early, can't you?
Yeah, for sure.
Right. Peyton, good luck to you. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Next we have?
Katie Conkler.
Okay. Katie, tell us about your family.
My dad is a math teacher here at Audubon, and my mom is a certified medical assistant. And I have an older sister and a younger brother.
I'm not even sure why I ask who your favorite teacher is going to be. I probably have a pretty good clue about that. Oh, maybe I don't. Well, we'll see. All right. Well, tell us about some of the coursework and stuff. What did you enjoy?
I enjoyed advanced chemistry a lot because it was a challenge, but understanding something that is challenging kind of makes it more fun. I also really like my speech classes and writing classes, and I've had some good grades and success there.
Okay. Are you a creative person?
I would say so, yeah. That's what you
kind of gravitate to. Okay, teachers. I want to get you in trouble here, but tell me who your favorite teachers are.
Well, I really like Miss Hawkins. Mm-hmm. She's our PE teacher, and also Mr. Bloom, our English teacher. And I kind of like them because they give you good advice and good knowledge outside of the classroom that helps you in a lot of life situations.
Absolutely. That's more than just book stuff, isn't it? I mean, they really need to be able to reach out and connect in some way. What about extracurricular activities? What else have you been doing?
Oh, goodness. I do volleyball, basketball, track, and I do some swimming in the summer. And then I do Student Senate, National Honor Society, drama and speech, and band and choir.
Are you pretty good at managing your time?
I try to. Some days it's hard because you have to show up at school at 7 a.m. and then you don't get to leave until 10 at night, so...
You kind of have to figure it out after a while, don't you?
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about favorites. Do you have a favorite among all those things? It sounds like you've got a lot of things in there that are helping you with your leadership skills.
Yeah. NHS has helped me a lot with leadership skills because this year I was the president and then class treasurer. So that helped me with being a leader. And then I really like speech and drama because it forces you outside of your comfort zone and it makes it easier to talk in public and in front of groups.
Absolutely. Very good. Any memories that you're going to take with you? Any special accomplishments that you're going to be most proud of?
I'm not sure. I guess in speech, my sophomore year, we made it to the All-State competition mm-hmm. for the first time, and that was a big deal for us. And we performed really well, and it was a good overall experience for the team.
Very good. What about this fall? Where will you be?
I will be attending the University of Northern Iowa in Cedar Falls to study psychology.
Okay. Why did you choose UNI?
It has a good psychology program, and I just, when I went and visited the campus, it just kind of felt like the right place for me.
Okay. And how do you want to use that degree?
I'm not sure what branch of psychology I want to go into yet. I just know whatever I do, I just want to help people and make them feel better.
Absolutely. Very good. Well, give those eighth graders some advice. Make them feel better about their future.
Well, I've learned definitely not to procrastinate on your schoolwork because that can be really easy to say you're going to do it the next day. But the sooner you get it done, the better it will be and the more chances you have to do other fun stuff.
Absolutely. Good advice. Katie, thank you so much. Good luck to you. Who's next?
Caitlin Schultes.
Okay, Caitlin, tell me about your family.
My mom is a kitchen worker here at the school, mm-hmm. and my dad is a farmer. And then I have two younger brothers and a younger sister.
I'm starting to figure out what the key to success is at Audubon High School. If you want to get good grades, have somebody watching over your back all the time.
Yeah.
Always looking over your shoulder.
Yeah.
Tell us about the schoolwork. What did you enjoy?
You know, like the girl said before me, I really enjoyed the science classes. Our school has just really good science teachers, science programs and stuff. And So I'd definitely say advanced chemistry this year was probably one of my favorites. Mrs. Justin's a great teacher. She does, like, DMAC teaching, too. So she knows her stuff, and she really knows how to teach it to us and helps us a lot.
Have you ever mixed the wrong things in chemistry class?
No. Okay. It's... No.
Don't want to get anybody in trouble here. No. Let's talk about extracurricular activities. What else have you been involved in?
I have been in volleyball, basketball, softball, and track for 4 years. I've been in FFA for 4 years. Well, five, actually, because we can be in it as eighth graders. I've been in Student Senate, National Honor Society. I've been a class officer, and I'm also in 4-H.
Okay, you are busy too then. Yeah. Did you have to learn to manage your time, or is that just something you've always had to deal with?
I'm a very organized person. You know, I make a lot of lists and schedules and stuff, and that really, really helps. And I definitely think that when you come to high school, you need to start learning how to organize because it's going to help you in college. And so that's a task that I've kind of mastered.
You need a smartphone just to kind of keep track of your schedule then.
Yeah.
What about teachers? Any teachers that you're fond of?
I like all my teachers. I mean, like I said, like Mrs. Justin's a great teacher. Mrs. Umquist has always been good to us as our advisor. But I really love all the teachers here at Audubon. I've never had any bad experiences, and they all care so much about the students. So.
What will you be most proud of when you look back at the high school years?
I think I'm proud of the way that I was active every season of the year, you know. I think I'm one of the only ones in our class who's been a four-sport athlete every year of high school. And just to be able to balance that and schoolwork and other activities, I'm pretty proud of the way I manage my time and still manage to be successful.
All right. Well, time management gets important here in the fall now, doesn't it? Because you've got new plans. What are they?
I'll be attending Northwest Missouri State in Missouri, or Maryville, Missouri, I should say. And I'm going to start out studying biology, and then after those 4 years, I hope to become a neurologist, so probably med school.
Yeah, you've got a little schooling ahead of you yet, don't you? Yep. Why that field? Is there something that turned you on to that?
Yeah, my grandpa, actually, he had Parkinson's disease, and that's, you know, that starts in the brain. And so when he passed away, I guess that kind of just sparked my interest. Like, I want to be around that, and I want to help those people who, you know, I've had that personal experience. I want to help people through that experience as well, through their experiences, and make a difference if I can.
Yeah, that's excellent. Yeah. So you and Taylor will be carpooling?
Maybe. It's pretty convenient.
Why Maryville?
When I went down there for a scholarship day, I really enjoyed it. My aunt had actually gone to college there. And so she took me around campus, and it was a little more laid-back tour, so she showed me all the ins and outs and fun places to be. And so that really helped, and I just, like, you know, like Peyton said, I felt at home. I really, it was a beautiful campus, and so that got me excited.
Excellent. It's good to feel comfortable and welcome.
Yes.
Give those eighth graders some advice. They need comfort. They need welcoming. What do they need to know before they start high school?
I'd say besides the fact of, like, working hard for good grades and stuff, just be involved as much as they can, because when you graduate high school, you're not going to remember, oh, I got an A in this class, or, you know, things like that. You're going to remember the memories that you formed, you know, from all the opportunities. So if I had to give them some advice, I'd say take every opportunity you can.
Excellent advice. Very good. Well, thank you. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
I want to thank all of our seniors here today, Peyton, Taylor, Caitlin, Katie, for sharing some time with us and a little bit about their future plans. They are some of the tops of the class of 2017 at Audubon High School.